I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C from Nashville Public Radio's Classical 91.1. We have three of our Nashville Symphony Orchestra's fine players in today for live music for flute, viola, and harp. Violist Chris Farrell is here, flutist Catherine Ladner is here, and harpist Leisha Jaskunas is here. And Chris happens to be a composer as well. We're going to hear original new music by Chris, which we'll start with, so why not just launch right into it? Let's hear about this new piece, Chris.
Well, sure. First of all, thank you for having us back on Live in Studio C. We really enjoy playing on the program, and we're glad that it's here and that we can do it. So this piece is called Needle and Thread, and it's a piece that was commissioned by the Metro Nashville Arts Commission and with funding by the Bonnaroo Works Fund and Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. In July of this year, they sent out a call to all composers and musicians in the city to create a new work based on another piece of public art in the city. So I looked around the city to see what would inspire me to write a piece of music, and I was just driving across this bridge, and I thought, wow, there's stuff on this bridge that's art. So I took a look at it. It's called Thread and Needle, and it's the 28th Avenue Connector Bridge. And the theme of the art on the bridge is the connections between communities, and that the thread and the needle are weaving the communities together. So I liked that metaphor and decided to translate that in kind of an abstract musical way. And so my piece is called Needle and Thread, and it's in three movements in which we kind of sew together various melodies that are thread-like and that they kind of weave in and out. And two of the movements, the first two movements, are both titled Thread, and the last movement is titled Needle, because in the last movement, the needle is actually a melody that comes back again and again and ties all of these various threads together. So I guess we'll go ahead and give it a shot.
Thank you.
Fine and new music by Chris Farrell, a three-movement trio for flute, viola, and harp called Needle and Thread, played live in Studio C by violist Chris Farrell, flutist Catherine Ladner, and harpist Lisha Jaskunas. Really nice music,
well,
Chris
thank
Farrell.
You.
Thank you for bringing
thanks.
That to us today. Tell us again briefly the context that this piece happened in.
Sure. The Metro Arts Commission commissioned various composers and artists to write a new piece of art based on inspiration from another piece of public art. So mm-hmm. mine Here was this bridge called the 28th Avenue Connector Bridge.
Which is a great thing if you've ever needed to have it and it wasn't there. It's
yes.
great to have it. Believe me.
And it's kind of funny because I never really noticed it until I saw a giant needle sticking mm-hmm. in the ground right next to the bridge, and that made me look at it and think, what is that there for? And mm-hmm. that led me to think about how I could turn the concept in a way into a musical idea.
Oh, it's really nice to hear new, find new music.
Well, thank you.
Especially played live in our Studio C at Classical 91.1. Well, maybe our listeners will be more familiar with the next piece. It's by Claude Debussy.
Yes, this is the Sonata for Flute, Harp, and Viola, which is one of the really great, great pieces of music for chamber ensemble. And it's one of the few pieces for this combination of instruments. In fact, I did use it as a kind of a springboard in terms of what kind of sounds can be achieved in this ensemble, because Debussy is just a master of colors, and there's pretty much every kind of color and combination of sounds that you can think of in this piece, and it's just a really great piece of music.
Chris so, Farrell, yeah. Catherine Ladner, and Lisha Jaskunas, live in Studio C.
Thank you.
Claude Debussy's Sonata for Flute, Harp, and Viola, played live in Studio C by flutist Catherine Ladner, harpist Lisha Jaskunas, and violist Chris Farrell. It's great to hear this music live. What a sound world Debussy creates with those three instruments. Amazing.
I just wanted to add that, not to forget to mention that the piece that I wrote will also be performed by the Alias Chamber Ensemble on October 13th at 8 o'clock at the Blair School of Music.
Well, that's good. That gives me the segue to mention that next week on Live in Studio C, members of Alias Chamber Ensemble will be here with the music of American composer Rick Soash, Philip Dykeman, Leslie Norton, and Melissa Rose. So don't forget to tune in next Tuesday for Live in Studio C at 12:06. Thank you all for being with us today and playing this great music.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity.
I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for listening to Live in Studio C. Our engineer is Carl Peterson. We'll go back to, well, I should mention also that the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee also support Live in Studio C, so we appreciate their support for this program.